preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon radio show. And speaking of that term, phenomenon, I know Newt Gingrich in the last 24 hours said this is a Trump phenomenon. Trump is a phenomenon. There's somebody else. Several people are using the term phenomenon to describe Donald Trump. So I don't know whether they're regular listeners to our show. But at the very least, it demonstrates that our selection of a name for what we're experiencing was a good name. Very accurate. Here, these many years later, people are saying the man is a phenomenon. Indeed, he is. So let us see what the phenomenon's been up to. Well, here, look at this. 15 minutes ago, Donald Trump wrote this. Trump, quote, Trump is a phenomenon like nobody I've ever seen. Unquote. And that was Newt Gingrich speaking on the Ingram Angle. Trump is a phenomenon like nobody I've ever seen. The president quoted him there 15 minutes ago. Well, let's go to the post just ahead of that, 41 minutes ago. Our president wrote this to us. Do people realize that sloppy Chris Christie only had an 8% approval rating when he was governor of New Jersey? Folks, how do you achieve that? How can you be the governor of a state and have an 8% popularity rating? That would be, you'd be the most unpopular guy in the state. The president continues, his financial and economic results were even worse. In other words, he was terrible. Why would the great people of the USA want a governor to run our very troubled country when he couldn't even run his own state? Chris is a loser. He always was and always will be. Very bad for the Republican Party. Chris Christie, all of the 7 participants in the second Republican debate yesterday were such an embarrassment to the Republican Party, with the exception of Vivek Ramaswamy. But he wasn't that impressive either. I mean, he was good, but he didn't knock anything over the fence. He had a great, lively brawl with Nikki Haley. And interestingly, the two people, Nikki Haley and Vivek Ramaswamy, both hail from the same Indian subcontinent. Nikki Haley, I think, is of Sikh extraction, S-I-K-H. And Vivek is, I forget what his home is. Is it Gujarat? Is his home, family home area? And anyway, the should make Gujarati, the family language prior to their arrival in the U.S. And they had a great cat fight. Well, it was the only cat in the fight was Nikki Haley, who was screeching and biting, and she was nasty to Vivek Ramaswamy. Ramaswamy was quite a gentleman, but she was really, she was trying to scratch his eyes out. All right. Here's one, an older post by the president. This is 59 minutes old. He says, I'm up, and you can imagine yourself, what do you think he's doing right now? He's probably, wherever he is, Mar-a-Lago, or another of his locations, he's maybe posting, I don't know, while he's listening to this show. He says, I'm up 56 points. So the debates would seem to be a complete waste of time. I'm also up 10 points on Crooked Joe. Now here's the key question. He asks, what is the RNC doing? Let's repeat that. What is the RNC doing? Rana. Or is it Rona? Rona? Rana? About, help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Rana Romney McDaniel. What are you doing? Are you being a rhino? Are you being a never-Trumper? She's the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, which really doesn't like Donald Trump, do they? They should be, the president continues, they should be fighting against election interference and the Pennsylvania voter registration scam. The debates should be ended. Bad for the Republican Party. I was in Michigan last night with auto workers and others. We heard him. He was, and oh boy, he was such a hit with those auto workers at, I think the name of it was at a company warehouse, Drake, I think was the name, Drake Enterprises. They loved him. Trump, Trump, Trump. I watched the debate. And he said, now, and here's my report card. Doug Burgum did a very good job, solid and smart. Okay. Oh, Mr. President, that guy is our embarrassment of a governor. I mean, maybe even the bad ones are pretty good. Even the bad ones from North Dakota end up looking pretty good. But Doug Burgum is not the best we can do here in North Dakota. Anyway, the president gave him a good rating. Sloppy Chris Christie was a disaster. A Trump deranged lunatic. A loser, to use the... What's the name of that actor that uses loser, loser? It'll come to me in a second. The guy that wears the Hawaiian shirts, one of his movies. Jim Carrey, there we go. It was the Hawaiian shirt that got him. All right. Let's continue with his appraisal here. And then he says, he rates Nikki Birdbrain Haley. Now, you see, Birdbrain is really appropriate for Haley because she looks like a bird. What bird is, the only question is, what particular bird does she look like? I say she looks like a bird because she's so gaunt. Her head, instead of looking like a head, it looks like a bird's beak. It might be her nose, which looks very much like a bird beak. But the rest of her face also looks bird-like. So I think that's a good choice, Birdbrain, for her. Nikki Birdbrain Haley was exposed for her caustic disloyalty and lies about the Republican Party and me. Oh, yeah, she definitely came across as really nasty. She doesn't have what it takes. Never did. And he continues, I love this. We're getting a review from the orange man himself. Lion Mike Pence. I love the pejorative he's chosen for his former vice president, Mike Pence. Lion Mike Pence. has lost a lot of his energy. And he really has. You look at Mike Pence. He has declined in recent years. Something's not going on right at the Pence residence. He's lost a step. Very flat, yes, and needs me badly. Now, by the way, don't think the president is saying he might put Mike Pence back in as the number two. No way. No, he actually, I think, specified, I'm not going to pick none of these people, these seven that appeared in the Republican debate. None of them are a candidate for vice president. They are off the list. I wonder who's on the list. And then he says about Mike Pence. He says, actually quite sad to watch, but he'll get better. Okay. All right. I guess he's giving him a little encouragement. Oh, he says too much J6. Too much J6. Talking about Mike Pence. Then he says, Tim Scott, that's the senator from South Carolina, he stepped it up. Wonderful guy. Looking forward to getting his endorsement. Hey, you listen, the president is having fun. Vivek said, I was a great president. Thank you. Good job. And then he comes up. There's one more guy to go. He says, Ron DeSanctimonious had a bad night. He can feel the end is near, dropping like a rock. Oh, very good. And then the president... let's just keep going down here. Different posts that he's brought to us today. I'm looking for ones I can read to you. Some of his posts are visual. Now, I... Okay, now something's going on here. This happened in a previous show. I don't know what I'm seeing here. Somebody is saying that Biden's laptop has been released by Tucker. The video was deleted by Twitter. And there's something salacious on this laptop. Now, I'm going to look at this. You can't see it, so I'm going to look at it, see what I see. But somebody's out there alleging that something is being deleted all over the internet because it's so bad. Well, I'll just have to hang on and wait, see what we all find out. The president then says, I love this. He puts up a graphic. And it's a graphic of course, Donald Trump. Then it says, America first, not China, not Ukraine, not illegal aliens, Americans. I like it. Nice. And by the way, the president has become just a master at visual presentation of graphic and audio images that he's putting up. Listen, you've got to go to truthsocial.com. And just try to make it all the way down one day's posting from the president. It's a barrage of brilliance. Here's another graphic from the president with the big letters, big word treason under Joe Biden's image. Election fraud is treason. Election fraud is treason. Let's see here. There's another one with Donald Trump looking very serious, staring right into your soul. And then over the president, it says, "Let's finish this." Something you might hear from "Let's finish this," kind of a Clint Eastwood line. Okay, more of these. More of these. Let me find. Okay, let me. I'm going to go back up to the top here and see where this is. So, as I say, this is a problem. The Trump social media website is so rich. You go down the rabbit hole and you just are led in 10 different directions of really, really good information. He now has 6.39 million followers. Look forward to that being 6.4 million shortly. And that's all in a year and a half. I wish there were a link here to the Laura Ingraham show where Newt Gingrich calls Donald Trump a phenomenon. I'd like to play it here. All righty. Well, let us go here to, well, let me just go down further down his Trump wins another debate he didn't attend. This is a link from the president 3 hours ago. And this is to an article by Charles Hurt. Most of you, all of you have seen Charles Hurt on your screen. And September 28th, this is a Thursday story. He says this. If I can get my nose far enough, my glasses far enough down my nose to read this small print. They're all in it for the one-liners. The only candidate on the stage Wednesday night at the Reagan Presidential Library, I forgot to mention that last night, it was in Simi Valley, California, where they have that big Boeing 747 of Reagan actually in the library. The only candidate on the debate stage who didn't come armed with one-liners was North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. He was the serious one on the far left. He was... Then there's the, something got cut off. The best line, now, here, now the president's doing something great here. He did a print out or a cut and paste of the article, which was somewhere so that you didn't have to go off Truth Social to read it. He cut and pasted the article right onto Truth Social. I like that. The best line from the whole night came from moderator Dana Perino, and it wasn't even canned. After she asked former Vice President Mike Pence if Obamacare was here to stay, we got to hear this. You heard this last night. Mr. Pence dodged with a long explanation about how he is opposed to mass shootings. Oh, we heard that. And what happened when he couldn't figure out a way to answer Dana Perino's question. Was Obamacare here to stay? He didn't know what to do. So he totally changed the subject and talked about mass shootings. And you could see the short circuit in his brain. It was like a little wisp of smoke that came out of each ear. All right, we'll be back right after this short break.
Consider this. dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. I went through life, my ways were fast, and many times I played. I found my thoughts had
won. We're back, folks. And happy to announce there is a, we'll return to the president's appraisal of the debate yesterday in a moment here, but I was just over at the DonaldJTrump.com website, and on the events tab, that's where you want to go to see where is the president going to be. Sunday, October 1st, he will be in Ottumwa, Iowa. And where is, I wondered when you were going to ask, where is Ottumwa, Iowa? It's just north of Missouri and southwest of Des Moines. It is a town of only 25,000 people. So there will probably be more people attending the Trump rally in Ottumwa than live in Ottumwa. And boy, that is truly real America. right there. There it is. It's Ottumwa, Iowa. I've never been there. I've been close. Never been there. And it's near the Des Moines River. I think it's the Des Moines River. Yes. It's the Des Moines River runs right smack through the middle of it. And he'll be there on Sunday at what time? He'll be there at, let me find his page here. There it is, his events page. He's going to be speaking at 2:30 p.m. Central in Ottumwa. That's the only event that is listed on his events page. I'll tell you what, I'm sure he's got a calendar of events lined out into the future, but I would, not to be alarmist about it, but if I were the president, I wouldn't put out, you know, my itinerary. I wouldn't publish that. I would just give people a couple days notice. Why? Because I'm also giving the enemy only a couple pages, couple days to line up whatever dirty work they might have in mind for me. And my team has more time to prepare and for whatever catastrophe they would intend to inflict on me. So very good. So he's going to be there on Sunday. And that's too little. It's a bit too far for me to drive. Just a bit. It's in the south. You could call it the southeast corner of Iowa. And that's a little, just a little too far for me to drive. I could drive to the northwest corner of Iowa. Catty corner from Ottumwa. All righty. So let's go back to the president's debate. Oh, this is, we finished with his debate appraisal, and now we were in this thing that he posted, which is the appraisal of Charles Hurt. And let me find my place here. Again, slide my glasses down my nose so I can read this. How Mr. Pence dodged with a long explanation about how he is opposed to mass shootings. Isn't that good? Mike Pence, and this is what they did all night. This, all these people are explaining how they're, you know, I'm all in favor of apple pie. I'm against cockroaches and black widows and rattlesnakes. I am for puppy dogs. I mean, really? That's good to know, Mike, that you're against mass shootings. When he finally finished his non-answer, Ms. Perino looked at him brightly and said, I appreciate that, but does that mean Obamacare is here to stay? And then Hurt says, if he finally did answer, nobody was listening anymore. Mr. Pence came with a few one-liners of his own, including one about sleeping with a teacher that seemed a bit off topic. And that was where he was trying to get a laugh, and it didn't go. It went over like a lead balloon. He was talking about the teachers' union or school teachers or something. He said, well, every night I sleep at night with a school teacher. And apparently his wife is or was a school teacher. It did. The timing wasn't there, Mike. At another point, he attacked President Biden for joining the United Auto Workers picket line. Mr. Pence said the president should instead be in the unemployment line. All right. That one didn't work either. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Still lasting here like the shoe. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and no, it was James Woodrow. Anyway, let's continue. Charles Hurt, I just noticed at the bottom of his article, brilliant article that we're reading, he's the opinion editor at the Washington Times, a wonderful newspaper, the Washington Times, which I used to have delivered to my house back in my well-heeled days. And it'd be nice to be able to get all these different things. I do get the Epoch Times once a week, which is, I think, the best newspaper in America, the Epoch Times. But so this is from the Washington Times. Let's continue with this excellent, excellent writing, reviewing the joke of a debate. Listen to some of this writing. He says, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who is usually capable of thinking on his feet, pulled out his best canned line to go after former President Donald Trump, who for the second time won a Republican debate he did not attend. And he'll win the third one, too, coming up. I think that's in Miami. Like, I don't know what, pretty soon. Mr. Christie ridiculed Mr. Trump for skipping the debate. You're ducking this Mr. Christie said. Now, here's the great line. Listen to this. This guy knows how to write. Staring, get the adverb, staring hungrily into the camera. Now, for this fatso, Chris Christie, Krispy Kreme Christie, to say that he was, to characterize his staring into the camera, staring hungrily. That is beautiful writing. Then he continues the quoting Christie. If you keep doing that, no one up here is going to call you. Oh, and Chris Christie's trying to sound like, you know, one of the people, you know, gonna, woulda, coulda, you know. I'm one of the people. I'm Chris Christie. No, you're not, Christie. If you keep doing that, no one up here is going to call you Donald Trump anymore. You're going to be Donald Duck. And then, you know, that's supposed to get a laugh, you know, ha, ha, ha. Nobody laughed. Just silence. Nice try, Christie. Charles Hurt writes, womp, womp, womp. Senator Tim Scott, one of two politicians from South Carolina on the debate stage, currently losing to Mr. Trump by a double-digit margin, got into the one-liner action himself, mocking Mr. Biden's Build Back Better inflation boondoggle. Mr. Scott termed it Build Back Broker. But that did not land, so he had to, nobody got his joke. So he had to explain his joke and, of course, when you have to explain your joke, you know. His one-liner turned into a three-liner, which kind of defeats. And then there's a little bit of the article cut off. Mr. Scott said, going on to Ukraine, now this was pathetic. Tim Scott really completely lost it for me. I will never have any respect for Tim Scott after what I heard him say about Ukraine last night. You could see foam coming out of his mouth. And his temples were bulging. He so wanted to go to war against Russia. And what I say to all of these neocon rhinos who want to go to war with Russia, what I say to all of you, you Lindsey Grahams out there, go, girl. You go, girl. You go, girl, Lindsey Graham. I want you to get into that action against Russia. I want you right up in the front lines. I want you forward observer. And you too, Tim Scott. He said, here's what Scott said. The billions being spent to defend Ukraine's borders degrade Russia's military and keep U.S. troops at home. Now, this non sequitur that came out of Tim Scott's mouth was unbelievable. He was saying, we need more weapons. He almost said we need American troops in Ukraine. But we'll send them the very most expensive, best weapons we have. And then we won't have to send the U.S. troops in. But he's itching to send those troops in. He's sorry, Tim, you go fight, okay? You can take your World War III and shove it where the sun don't shine. You're not inflicting World War III on me or my people. You go, girl. Get right over there to Ukraine. Then former Governor Nikki Haley, the second politician from South Carolina, losing by double digits to Mr. Trump, got in on the action. And she said, a win for Russia is a win for China, she intoned. She was screaming, really, on the stage, which apparently excited Mr. Pence's cliche maker. And, oh, but this is another element. If you didn't see the Republican debate last night, and hey, good for you that you didn't see it. But let me tell you, one of the interesting aspects was they were screaming at each other. They were like little children badly behaved children, rather, scream, all screaming at the same time. And it was laughable. They didn't seem to be adults. They were obviously desperate to get the microphone. So you had, at times, it appeared that seven of them were trying to talk all at the same time. And then when that didn't work, they raised their voices. So after he heard, his cliche maker got excited, Mike Pence shouted, and he did, he shouted out, "Peace through strength! Peace through strength!" Okay. The camera then swung to Mr. Christie, who was still thinking about roast duck. Then of Russian President Vladimir Putin, Mr. Christie said, now this was another great, oh my goodness. I mean, of course, we all think zero of Chris Christie, so he has no points to lose with any of us. But he went really far into the negative area when he said this: if you give Putin Ukraine, Poland will be next. Really? Really? Vladimir Putin intends to invade Poland? Really? He's defending the Russian Chris Christie. They're Russians in Luhansk and Donetsk and the Donbass. Those are Russians, ethnic, actual Russians. And they are now Russian citizens. That's right. They voted to become part of Russia, to which they have belonged since, was it Catherine the Great? Since the 18th century, the 1700s, they've been part of Russia, Mother Russia. They're not part of Ukraine. And that was the origin of, part of the origin of what's happening in the Donbass, is that the Ukrainian Nazis were killing them. That's right. I think it was, is it 14,000, the number that were killed by the Ukrainian Nazis, the Azov Battalion? They were murdering the Russians to ethnically cleanse them, get them out. And Vladimir Putin came in to defend them. And he's done that. He has successfully defended them. The Donbass is now free. Luhansk, Donetsk. All right, reading some more. At another point, Nikki Haley responded to Mr. Ramaswamy. This was during their cat fight, by saying, honestly, and she was screeching at this point, honestly, every time I hear you, I feel a little bit dumber. Wow. Wow. I mean, like a real personal insult. and there were a number of these moments in the Republican debate. Now, what all of those people did as they were flinging insults back and forth, of course, they were just diminishing themselves. And the audience was saying, these are lightweights. This is not the second string. This is the third string. So it's working out well for us, Trump fans. This is working out very, very well. The whole effort, the hundreds of millions of dollars invested in these losers, that they were supposed to rise to challenge Donald Trump. Donald Trump was by this point supposed to be sweating bullets as his numbers were being whittled away by these worthy opponents like Ron DeSanctimonious and the so impressive Nikki Haley and Mike Pence, his former vice president. Surely he would bite into the Trump. No, none of them have taken any numbers away from Donald Trump. In fact, people who've done follow-up studies on the Ron DeSanctimonious supporters, you know who many of them are? When they go, they go underneath the numbers and then interview people that voted I would prefer Ron DeSantis for president. They then ask these people follow-on questions. It turns out these are Biden supporters. Biden supporters answering a Republican survey. I mean, yeah, of course. The Biden supporters are supporting Ron DeSanctimonious. That's an interesting little dimension that they're not talking about in the lamestream media. Okay, here's a little comment on Ramaswamy. And this is true. He was not entirely sure that was the insult she intended, but it is fair to say that many people probably do feel a little dumber after listening to Mr. Ramaswamy unwind on 15 complicated topics in a two-minute tirade. And he did do that. He was trying to jam it all in. He knew this is my 15 seconds, you know, in the spotlight. I got to say everything I want to say in 15 seconds. And he tried to do it. And, you know, it never worked ever. It's never worked. It never will work. And it didn't work for Vivek last night. While Ms. Haley, Randhawa, that is, while Ms. Haley may have won on volume, the gold medal for one lines in terms of quality, complexity, and stone cold delivery went to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis talking about domestic drilling for oil and natural gas. We're going to choose Midland over Moscow. And then there's a line that's cut off here. I can't read it to you. So I don't know what his stupid line was. We're going to choose the blank, and the line is cut off. Oh, my goodness. Sorry. Anyway, that was all printed by Donald Trump on his website. And I'm just going to go down here and see what this one is. Oh, my goodness. I think I've... I somehow lost my audio on this one, so... the guy in Michigan tonight was more interesting than the gang in California. That was Scott Walker who posted that. That's good. Good on you, Scott Walker. And... let's go down here to some more posting by the president. Lots of visual graphics that I can't convey to you. And now I find I can't convey my audio either. Jesse Waters put up a poll. Who won the debate? Donald Trump. He wasn't in it. The 22,000 votes in a poll. Who won the debate? Donald Trump. Nobody came close. Here's Frank. Frank Luntz is awful. I think Frank Luntz is a roommate, or I think he's a roommate to Kevin McCarthy in Washington D.C. That's pretty scandalous. Luntz and McCarthy sitting in a tree. KISSING. First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes baby in a junior in a baby carriage. But I think Luntz shacks up with McCarthy. I mean, roommates, but Luntz is awful. But here's to his credit, he writes this. After 1 hour, it seems pretty clear that the GOP debate winner is Donald Trump. The onstage chaos helps him and hurts the other candidates. Yes, Luntz got that right. Pretty obvious. Okay. Okay, so somehow I have lost my audio. And let me just see, where is it? Let me just give it one little shot here. Look down here. Try to find some little hint as to why I lost my audio. Anyway. Oh, well. Go down a little further here.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked.
We'll be back here right after. Right after this break.
Fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, I got my audio back too. You know, it was real complicated. I had to turn the volume button back up. Okay, now with our final segment here, I'm going to play you a little audio, and this is an audience quiz. I won't be able to take your question, your answers online, but some of you will recognize who the singer is. The president posted this song, and I don't know what the title is, but the main lyric, which probably is the title of the song, is "You Gotta Whoop a Man's Ass Sometimes." Listen to it. You'll recognize the singer. I recognize it too, but I'm not sure which singer it is. But the president has beautiful graphic. And the president posted this, and it shows the president just, you know, whooping Ron DeSanctimonious. This is about whooping Ron DeSanctimonious's ass. Listen to this.
Every now and then you gotta take it on the chin, gotta turn the other cheek. But then there's times your old stubborn pride don't back down so easily. And you got no choice but to let your voice be heard and hold your ground.
Now, this is to the accompaniment of the visual graphic is pictures of Donald Trump putting up with Ron DeSantis' BS. And finally, I can't take it anymore.
And that's the point, and he'll get the point. He'll probably back down. But if he bows up, steps across that line, you gotta whoop a man's ass sometime.
Shows Donald Trump pointing with both fingers. You gotta whoop a man's ass sometime.
Yeah, you gotta whoop a man's ass sometime.
Oh, that was brilliant. And then it ends with Trump, Make America Great Again, 2024. That's the president himself putting, who is the singer? It's some great country singer. And he's one of the, whoever it is, we all recognize that voice as somebody who's one of the top five country singers in the world today. You got to whoop a man's ass sometime. That was beautiful. And that is vintage Donald Trump. It's perfect point on which to kind of put an exclamation mark on the show. And the it's the president is a master of multimedia. He's just got, you'll see it when you go to truthsocial.com. Get your volume turned up on your speakers and go full screen. The president is putting up masterful multimedia. He's hitting you with the sound, the sights, the writing. It's pretty. He is a phenomenon. He's once in a lifetime that we will see. We'll never see another Donald Trump. We certainly have never seen one before. Well, here we are. This is Thursday night, so we'll meet up again tomorrow night. And be ready to be amazed by the Trump phenomenon. See you then.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.